USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Stocks are bouncing back in a big way on Wall Street following the coronavirus sell-off, with the Dow posting its single biggest point gain ever. The Dow gained 1,293 points to finish at 26,703. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul on the latest coronavirus threat and the market's big gains.
I think the good news the market was responding to today was multifold. I think they were seeing a plateau in infections in China, and while we saw 80,000 people infected, it was mostly in one province.
President Trump is asking pharmaceutical companies to accelerate efforts to find a vaccine for the coronavirus. During a White House meeting with drug company executives and his coronavirus task force team, the president says his administration is working closely with states on dealing with the threat. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar is suspending her presidential campaign one day before Super Tuesday. She's expected to endorse former Vice President Joe Biden on Tuesday. Matt Gorman is a campaign strategist. He tells Fox News this move by Klobuchar may have been a very strategic one.
I think on the whole, it's pretty strategic and smart. She obviously wanted to win Minnesota, but she's showing her loyalty to Joe Biden, hoping that when the time comes, maybe he'll return the favor, maybe as VP. And notable, if you remember, her and Mayor Pete did not get along at all. She's cutting the line in front of Mayor Pete, who I think we all can see him endorsing Biden very, very soon. Again, hoping that when the time comes, she was there for Biden while Mayor Pete dawdled.
Apple could be paying out over $500 million to settle a lawsuit regarding slow iPhones. Apple denies it did anything wrong, but the lawsuit alleges they slowed down their old iPhones in order to get people to buy new ones. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on the coronavirus as it has swept around the world, sickening and killing thousands, many people are wondering if Democrats are playing politics with the virus in hopes of scoring some political points, including President Trump's son, Don Jr., who tells Fox News,
"We've seen this play out for 4 years. Anything that they can use to try to hurt Trump, they will. Anything he does in a positive sense, like you heard from the reporter that was just suspended from ABC, they will not give him credit for. The playbook is old at this point, but for them to try to take a pandemic and seemingly hope that it comes here and kills millions of people so that they could end Donald Trump's streak of winning is a new level of sickness. You know, I don't know if this is coronavirus or Trump derangement syndrome, but these people are infected badly. To run that in the New York Times, this isn't Vox. This isn't one of these, you know, crazy left-wing journalists. This is the New York Times writing this with seriousness. It's truly sick. Now, those same Democrats last week when my father shut down travel to and from China were saying, it's an overreaction. It's a disaster. You're being xenophobic. Now they're flipping that. I mean, they can have it both ways because no one in the media will actually cover themselves honestly. And that's what's going on. And I think the American people have seen it for what it is. And it's an absolute travesty.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.